你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
And the other thing is about the Hong Kong SAR passport holders, because the federal government announced earlier that they could have, after they have held a relevant visa for 5 years and meet the usual like health, character and security requirements for a permanent visa. Is there any other requirement needed other than these three mentioned?
Well, only the other requirements of that permanent visa. And so if that permanent visa is a skilled visa, well, then not the skill requirements of that visa, you know, just like with anyone else applying for a permanent visa. What we've done, those who are applying for permanent visas and have been given the additional security of extending their temporary visas, which is what we had to do to give people the certainty of being able to remain here in Australia, the only requirements they would have to meet are those of the permanent visa they're applying for. And so if it's a skilled visa, they would need to meet the requirements of that skilled visa and have the appropriate skills. But their time in Australia, particularly the longer time they would spend in Australia, I think will only assist their case.
Sure. And when will your government announce the details of the new PR category specially designed for the people coming from Hong Kong?
Well, the government has never indicated that we're establishing such a category. What we've said is that we've extended people's visas and that on temporary visas and to enable them to have that pathway to the normal PR visas that are available to people. Subject to meeting those requirements, then that pathway is there. And being able to remain in Australia within the security of that for a much longer time, then that should enable that process to be completed and realised.
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦！